This is Strappy Lingerie, written by Dryad Official and the read by Mistborn Hero. A Kane and Fields fanfic rated for explicit content and featuring the relationship Brutus Fields and Lucifer Kane, and contains the tags kissing, oral ssex, vaginal fingering, trans Lucifer Kane, trans male character, light dumb sub, lingerie, strap-ons, biting. Only mentions of pegging, actually. Lucifer was looking in the mirror at himself, fingers tracing the straps that adorned his body as he looked at the new body harness that he had purchased for himself. It was black, a stark contrast to his pale skin, pressed snugly against it. He didn't buy things like this often, not that he wasn't a fan, but the thought never came to mind a lot. Lucifer did like this, though. Simple and comfortable. He felt a spark of excitement jolt through him as he thought of Brutus finally seeing it. Another one shot through him at the thought of just Brutus in general. They had been together for a while, and sleeping together just as long, and each time with the pair of a man was something incredible. He is trying to think of his favorite time with Brutus, even though none of them are comparable. Although, there was that time when they both came home from a long and stressful case, and Brutus simply wanted Lucifer to fuck him until he couldn't think straight anymore. While they had a good couple of hours then, it wasn't until the next week that they finally did it again. This time, Brutus gifting him a very lovely strap-on for Lucifer, absolutely overjoyed at the sight of Lucifer's excitement over the article. Lucifer did, in fact, fuck Brutus until he couldn't think that night, and Kane has a new love for topping for such a lovely partner. Lucifer pulls at the straps once more, turning to the side and looking at himself from the new angle and grinning at himself. He might have been small in the chest area, and he still loved what he had there when it wasn't being an annoyance with his dysphoria. He certainly knew he had an asset with his ass. Shapely and nice, even at his age. Probably due to all the walking he did, rather than any other form of transportation, honestly. He grins at himself in the mirror and pulls on a pair of pants, leaving his top half bare as he curls up on the bed to wait for Brutus. And he doesn't have to wait long. He can hear Brutus come through the door of their apartment, and his heavy footfalls sound across the space as he makes his way through the kitchen to put away whatever he's brought home. Luce? His voice is growing closer to what is now their shared bedroom. In our bedroom, Brew? Lucifer calls back, not taking his eyes from his book as he finally hears the door open after a couple of seconds. He can hear the faint inhalation of breath from Brutus, the man's large frame blocking the light from the doorway where he stands. He looks up at his partner and grins. Brutus's eyes are locked on the harness on his body, disappearing down into the comfortable pants he was wearing. You got something new, I see. His voice is a little shaky, a grin appearing on his face. Lucifer grins back, putting the book on the nightstand next to the bed and sitting up, puffing his chest out a bit as he does so.
That I did. Do you like it?
Brutus starts unbuttoning his shirt as he walks over to the bed, putting one knee on the mattress and leaning over Lucifer, knowing the man liked him towering over him often. He plants a large hand against his partner's side and runs his thumb along the strap that runs under his soft chest. Brutus's smile softens at the soft sigh that comes out of Lucifer, the man relaxing on the bed, resting one hand over Brutus's larger one. Brutus finishes undoing his shirt, letting it hang open, and Lucifer's other hand is instantly pressing against his chest, pressing into the thick, dark hair that is there, now lightly dusted with grace. Lucifer has always enjoyed pressing close to Brutus. The man was large, soft, and just a comfort to be around. When they finally got together, Lucifer was finally excited to be able to touch in a different way, to press his fingers against Brutus's soft stomach, to cup his hands around Brutus's own chest that he often did so much to Cain nowadays, to press his face between soft, large thighs and suck on his cock that was nice and heavy against his tongue. Lucifer also just loved when Brutus touched him in return, large hands gripping lean thighs and pulling them apart, pressing his face against his crotch and eating him out like a man possessed, beard burn making his thighs and cunt red and sensitive after a few orgasms. He adored when Brutus would cup Lucifer's tits in his hands, making them feel smaller than they actually were, which was already a hard thing to do. He would run his large hands along Lucifer's sides, enjoying the way his partner would squirm and gasp under his touch. Lucifer loved when Brutus would push into him slowly, his cock almost splitting him open each time, pressing close and kissing him deeply, cradling him close when it was their more soft moments. Then the rough moments came in, Brutus pinning Lucifer down onto his stomach and taking him from behind, fast thrusts making Lucifer cry out and reach back to hold onto his partner tightly, enjoying every damn second of it. Now Lucifer trails his hands up Brutus' chest, fingers light and teasing over the larger man's throat as he finally pushes his fingers into the man's hair and pulls him down into a long kiss. Brutus chuckles against his mouth and straddles the smaller man below him, hands firmly grasping onto his waist. Cain keeps his fingers in Brutus's hair and pulls it free from its loose ponytail, letting the thick strands fall over his shoulders so he can better grab at them. They pull back after a moment, and Brutus finishes getting undressed, then grabs Lucifer's pants and pulls them off the man with a quick tug, making Lucifer laugh.
Impatient, are we? Just a bit.
Brutus grins and pulls Cain over to the edge of the bed, dropping to his knees there to get between his partner's thighs. He presses kisses to pale thighs and bites down on one spot, getting the skin there nice and bruised before moving on. Brutus thinks for a moment about teasing Lucifer, but the other half of him wants to delve in deep and make his lover come as many times as possible with his mouth before fucking him nice and deep. He goes for the latter, pressing his face between Kane's thighs, pressing the flat of his tongue against Lucifer's cunt. He licks one long stripe up the middle, teasing his clit with the tip of his tongue once he reaches it. Lucifer absolutely howls at the touch, back arcing and his fingers dangling into thick, dark hair. He's gasping and laughing a little bit at the abruptness and watches Brutus eat him out like a dying man. Brutus presses two of his thick fingers between Lucifer's folds and presses into his hole slowly, his tongue not leaving Lucifer's clit as he does so. He pumps them slowly, pulling back every once in a while to press kisses to Cain's thighs or his stomach, watching as his face contorts with pleasure as Brutus just slowly finger-fucks him. Lucifer comes once, gasping loudly, and the Brutus doesn't stop. He drags another one out of Cain a moment later. Lucifer is pressing his hand against Brutus's forehead, pushing him away, and pressing his thighs together as he whines softly.
Brutus, Brutus, no more.
Lucifer's voice is cracking as he speaks, and Brutus pulls back, wrapping Cain's legs around his hips and leaning forward to press kisses over his lover's face.
That last one a little rough on you, old man?
Brutus jokes, grinning against his cheek. Cain smacks his back gently.
Shut up, you. Roll over.
Cain sits up on his knees, legs shaking a little too much for anything more than that. Brutus chuckles and rolls over, watching as Lucifer grabs a condom from the bedside table and rolls it onto Brutus's cock. He strokes it a few times before sitting up on his knees over it, before dropping down slowly. Brutus groans, head falling back onto the pillows under him, hands gripping tight onto Cain's hips. Lucifer gets all the way down and sits there, moving his hips in a small circles as he watches Brutus's face contort a little bit, soon morphing into mild frustration as he looks at his partner, just sitting there. Cain grins and rolls his hips once.
Being a bit of a brat right now, I see,
Brutus says, chuckling at Lucifer as his grin gets wider.
Maybe a little bit.
Lucifer lifts off his cock, just a little bit, before dropping down, his hands splayed against Brutus's broad chest, just enjoying the feeling of being utterly full of Brutus's cock. He does that for a little while longer, just teasing the utter hell out of his partner, feeling his hand tighten around his hips, and his thighs pressing against his back. Brutus finally gets a little frustrated and sits up, making Lucifer gasp and grin at him.
How's this?
Brutus asks before grabbing Lucifer by the ass and pulling him up, before slamming his hips against Lucifer's, setting a little bit of a fast pace. Lucifer just gasps and grins, wrapping his arms around Brutus's shoulders and pressing his face into his neck, letting Brutus fuck him nice and deep. He always loves when Brutus does this, always after teasing him for more than a few minutes. The man will manhandle him and fuck him for all he's worth and more.
Yes, God, yes, Brutus.
Lucifer bites down on his partner's neck and moans at the grunts Brutus makes when he does so.
God, God, I love you. Love you too, Lucy.
Cain whines high and loud at the pet name, and when he feels Brutus's fingers pressing against his cleat, he's coming in the next moment, gasping and clenching around the other man's cock, body trying to curl in on itself, blunt nails scratching at Brutus's neck. Brutus groans and gets a few more thrusts in before he's coming, pressed deep into Lucifer's body, hands gripping the smaller man's hip so hard he'll absolutely have bruises later. A fair trade for all the marks Cain left on Brutus's back and the neck. Brutus kisses Cain once before pulling out and lays Lucifer on his back, kissing the center of his chest gently before getting up and grabbing a damp washcloth from the bathroom to clean them both up, at least a little bit. Cain is sitting up, pulling the strappy body hardness off himself, letting it drop to the floor next to the bed to be dealt with when he has more energy. He's just had 4 perfect orgasms. Now all he wants to do is cuddle up with his man and sleep for as long as possible. Brutus gently cleans Lucy's thighs, pressing kisses against his shoulder and neck as he takes care of him, the other man drinking half a bottle of water in one go, letting Brutus have the other half once he's finished with it. Then Brutus gets under the covers of the bed, and Cain instantly does what he's wanted to do and curls up against the man's side, feeling so much smaller than him, but God, does he feel safe here in this position. Brutus kisses his forehead gently, running his fingers through graying blonde hair.
"Feel good?"
Brutus asks, voice soft.
Good and relaxed. I love when you get like that after teasing you.
Lucifer chuckles and presses a kiss to Brutus's chest.
You make it easy to do, teasing me like that more often than not.
Can't help how fun it is. Cain laughs and looks up at Brutus, their dark eyes meeting, smiles on both of their faces.
You are lucky I love you, Lucifer Cain.
Brutus leans down to kiss him gently.
I am. I very much am.
Cain returns the kiss and rests his cheek against Brutus's chest once more.
And I love you too, Brutus feels.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded as an ITPE gift for KD Hart. I hope you enjoy this Cain and Feels podfic.